Very good morning to all of you.
早上好，大家早上好。
Especially want to greet all the fellow fathers here on this Father's Day.
特别的向这个每一位父亲问好。
It's a privilege to be with you all this morning and worship and serve the Lord together.
So 很荣幸能够和大家在一起来崇拜敬拜神。
Many of you may have heard about a missionary named David Livingston.
So, 好多人我们都听到过名字，那个 David Livingston 的名字。
He was a missionary many years in Africa.
他是一个很有名的宣教士，在非洲的一个很有名的宣教士。
He was very passionate. He traveled thousands of miles and preached from village to village.
他是一个很热心的人，他跋山涉水，那个探访了好多的村庄。
Once he was even attacked by lions, and he had the scars to prove it.
有一次他有狮子来咬他，他身上还带着一个很大的那个伤痕。
When he died, they were going to send his body back to England, where he was born.
当他去世的时候，他们要把他的这个尸体搬到这个英国去的时候。
But the African Christians came forward.
所以那个在非洲的那些基督徒就来跟他们说。
They said, "You can take his body, but we want his heart."
他说：“你们可以拿他的身体，但是我们要需要他的心。”
Because he truly loved us.
因为他真正的是爱非洲。
So they took his body back, but they buried his heart in Africa.
他们就真的这样子，把他的身体带回了欧洲，带回了这个的英国，然后把他的心留在了非洲。
Where is your heart today?
今天我们的心在什么地方？
What does it take to live with such passion for the Lord Jesus Christ?
怎样才能这样子像他一样能够为主而活？
Someone else said, "If you have nothing worth dying for, then you have nothing worth living for."
有一句很有名的名言就是说，如果你没有什么东西值得去死的话，你就没有什么东西可以值得而活。
The call to fatherhood is a call to self-sacrifice and to lay down our lives for our family.
所以作为一个父亲，我们就是要有的时候要为家里面牺牲，要能够致死这个家庭。
Recently, in an article by Thomas Friedman, a sociologist,
最近有一篇文章 by Thomas Friedman, 他是一个社会学家，他怎么说？
He calls this generation a quiet generation, Generation Q.
他就说这个现在的这一代叫做 Generation Q, 是 Q 代。
A lot of young people are willing to be involved in some cause, but on a short-term basis.
好多人都愿意参与好多的施工，或者都是一个很短的、很短时间的一个施工。
Maybe there's a natural disaster and they're willing to use their credit card and give online.
就是当有这个灾难的时候、有灾害的时候，他们愿意奉献。
But they don't want to commit themselves, overcommit themselves and pay the price.
他们不愿意，但是他们不愿意承诺好多东西，不愿意去这个付这个代价。
Thomas Friedman was talking about political involvement.
他就讲这个 Tom Friedman 或者讲这个政治在政治上面的参与。
I think this is a trend in churches and Christians as well.
他就觉得这个 David 觉得他这个也是对这个教会的施工也是很合适。
Many young people are willing to go out on short-term missions.
是好多年轻人愿意参加这个短宣。
But there's a lack of commitment and sacrifice in our generation.
但是没有承诺，也没有牺牲。
We want to keep it safe. We're unwilling to.Pay the price.
我们愿意比较安全，比较保险，不愿意负责代价。
Today, I want us to examine one of the most passionate men that ever lived.
今天我和大家来分享这个最有这个热心的一个人。
He found something worth dying for.
他找到了，但是有些东西是值得他舍命的。
Remember, Apostle Paul wrote the book of Romans.
这使徒保罗写了这个罗马书。
He not only wrote it to instruct.Christians on the important doctrines of faith.
他不光是在这本书里面给这个所有的基督徒讲了这个因信称义的这个教义。
But don't forget, he wrote it as a missionary.
我们不能忘记了，他同时写这本书的时候，也把它写成一个是宣教的书信。
He was traveling and he was pouring out his life for the gospel as he wrote these letters.
他那个时候正在旅途当中，他正在这个宣教的旅途当中。
He poured out his life for the gospel.
他把他的生命献给了这个神的这个福音。
So after writing the first 8 chapters of Romans,
所以在罗马书这个八章之后
8 chapters about the great plan of God's salvation.
在这个前面的这八章里面，他讲了神他自己的这个宏图。
Chapter 9, Paul gets a bit personal.
从第九章开始，他就开始讲到他自己个人的事。
And for these three verses in chapter 9,
在第九章呢, 这个前面的这个三节, 他这么说,
we see that Paul describes his heart filled with anguish and great sorrow.
所以在这三节当中, 我们看到保罗他心里面的很大的悲伤和忧愁。
He desires his own kinsmen, his fellow Jews, to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
他对他自己的同胞, 自己的这个犹太人的这个心里面的这个救恩, 他感到有很大的这个负担。
Paul was filled with great sorrow and anguish in his heart.
保罗心里面有很大的悲伤, 有很多的忧愁。
Can you say this like Paul?
我们能不能像保罗那样的讲这样的话呢?
Can you say that I will allow myself to perish in order to save some of my loved ones?
我们能不能像保罗这么说，我能够为我们的同胞们而舍命，因为要让他们得救。
I think we have to be careful that Paul is using a figure of speech.
我们要小心的就是保罗在这儿是打的比喻。
Of course, we don't want to be cut off from Jesus Christ.
当然，我们不想与耶稣基督断绝。
But Paul's love for his own people ran so deep.
但是保罗对他自己的犹太人的这个爱是那么的深。
That he imagined himself making atonement, even though it couldn't be done.
他自己可以想到他自己可以为了他的同胞们而死。
And for a moment, he entered into the sufferings of Christ.
在这个时候，他体会到耶稣基督的这个苦楚。
Led by the Holy Spirit, his heart reflected the heart of the Good Shepherd for the lost sheep.
在圣灵的带领之下，他写下了这个神他自己对这个失去的民族的这个心里面的这个忧伤。
Brothers and sisters, the lost people are worth dying for.
那失去的、迷失的人是值得牺牲的。
Jesus gave his life for the lost sheep.
耶稣基督为了给出了他自己的生命，为了得到那迷失的羊。
Paul was willing to give his life to win the lost.
所以保罗愿意献上他自己的生命，为犹太人的得救而献上他自己的生命。
Are you willing to do all that it takes to bring back the lost?
我们愿意不愿意为了那些迷失的人而献出我们自己呢？
This past year, I came back to the U.S. from Thailand.
今年我们从这个泰国回来，到美国来。
Sometimes when I come back, I like to get in touch with some of my old friends.
所以当他回来的时候，他愿意和他的朋友们一起聊聊。
I always hear about some Christian friend in youth group back in high school or somebody in college that I knew.
所以他总跟他以前在这边一起的青少年们教谈。
But every time I come back, I hear of somebody that I knew that once loved the Lord.
所以每次他跟他们谈的时候，他都知道有一些人过去很爱主。
But somehow they've fallen away.
但是现在他们离开了主。
They backslided.
他们退步。
Sometimes a young person finishes school and goes into the working world and they lose their sense of priority.
所以有一些年轻人大学毕业了以后，上班了以后，他们就忘记了这个教会。
And we hear about this over and over again.
我们经常听到这种事情。
And sometimes it hurts, it breaks my heart.
所以有的时候听到以后，心里面很难受。
I think of a brother that we used to pray together all the time and go out and share the gospel together.
所以这些人以前都是跟他在一起，一起祷告，一起出去传福音的。
But he's turned his back on the Lord.
但是他这个时候他们背离了神。
And these few weeks, I just felt convicted to pray for each one of them again.
最近这几个星期，他心里面有很大的感动，就是为这些人祷告。
There's about 8 to 10 people that pray for every day. Just Lord, bring them back to you.
他每天为这个8到10个人，这个每天为他们祷告。
Perhaps there are some loved ones that you know.
所以也可能是你们自己的小孩。
Some friends that have backslided from the Lord.
也可能是你们的朋友现在远离了神。
Would you commit yourself to pray for them and ask for opportunities to encourage them to come back to Jesus?
你愿意不愿意为他们祷告，让他们有一个足够的这个信心，能够再次回到神他自己的怀抱？
Will you allow yourself to even feel pain and grief that Paul felt for those who were lost?
你愿意不愿意像保罗那样的感到这个心里面那么忧伤，那么悲痛，为这些失去的人而感到悲痛？
The more we grow in Christ, the more we understand the heart of God, the heart of the Father.
当我们在主里面成长的时候，成熟的时候，我们越来越会体会到神他自己的心意。
The heart of our Heavenly Father is a heart that longs for the lost son to come back.
我们神的心意就是要让那些迷失的人再次回到他自己的怀抱。
Not only are the lost worth dying for?
所以现在我们知道了这个尼士底是值得我们舍命的。
But God's glory among the nation
is
worth dying for.
神他自己的荣耀彰显在边缘未得之地，那也是值得我们牺牲的。
Paul longed to see the glory of God among the nations.
所以保罗一直都在想要传福音给那个未得之地。
And so we move on to chapter 15.
所以在这个罗马书第十五章。
And we read these few verses earlier.
这个八到十二节，我们刚刚才读过这个八到十二节。
What's interesting about this passage is that these are quotes from the Old Testament.
所以你看，这个四节经文都是很有趣，它都是引用了在旧约里面的经文。
Verse 9 is a quote from 2 Samuel.
所以这个第九节，它是从这个撒母耳记下第二十二章。
Therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles.
所以因此我要在外邦中称赞你。
2 Samuel is a book from the historical narratives.
So, 撒母耳记是历史书信。
And verse 10, Paul quotes another verse from the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible.
第十节是记载在这个民数记里面的这个摩西五经里面的民数记。
And verse 11, Paul quotes from the Psalms.
第十一节是记载在这个诗篇。
And verse 12, Paul quotes from the prophets.
所以第十二节也 是从这个先知书里面的。
What is the significance of this passage?
那这个意义在什么地方呢？
It's not a coincidence.
不是偶然的，这些都不是偶然。
Paul takes a verse from each of the major genres in the Old Testament.
保罗从每一个这个旧约里面的重要的书信里面选出这些经文。
To tell us that the entire scripture cries out for God to be glorified among the nations.
就告诉我们，这整本的圣经里面，就是要宣扬神他自己的名，让神他自己的名在所有的国里面得到彰显，得到高举。
The entire Old Testament testifies and longs for God to be glorified among the Gentiles.
整本旧约都在寻求神他自己的旨意，寻求神他自己彰显神他自己的荣耀。
This is the plan of God, salvation.Of all nations.
这是神他自己的旨意，要让这个他自己的恩典彰显在这个自己所有的国家。
In a few weeks, my family and I were going back to Thailand.
在几个星期之后，他们一家就会回到泰国去。
And we're packing again.
他们要重新再打箱子。
And my wife says, it feels like just yesterday we finished packing and moving out from Bangkok, and here we go again.
他太太说，他好像觉得是整天在打箱子。他们前几个星期才从这个缅甸打箱子。现在又要来了。
From Thailand.
从泰国。
And sometimes we feel a bit wary doing this.
所以有的时候我们心里面很担心。
And to be honest, sometimes I feel like, why am I doing this?
所以有的时候他心里面也在想，为什么我们要做这样子？
Just a job that I have to do?
是不是就是为了一个工作？
A sense of duty?
还是是不是有这个责任？
To finish my job and go back to the mission field.
就完成他的工作，就再次回到这个宣教的工厂。
But when I look at a passage like this,
当他看到这些经文的时候
，it stirs my heart once again.
他心里面有很大的感动。
God desires to be glorified among all nations.
神他自己的名是值得在所有的国家里面得到彰显。
God is passionate to reach the lost and the ends of the earth.
神是很热心的，他为了让他自己的名得到在这个。
And to see his glory among the Gentiles, to see his glory among the unreached people is worth laying down my life.
看到神他自己的恩典，神他自己的救恩在外邦人当中得到彰显，是值得我们牺牲的。
And this is what Paul did.
这就是保罗所做的。
Let's read on in verses 20 to 24.
所以我们来读这个罗马书第十五章二十到二十四节。
Verses 20 to 24.Let me just read it for you. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Verse 20.
Okay. So, 我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
Rather, as it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand.
就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。
And I jump to verse 24. I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to visit you while passing through, and to have you assist me on my journey there while I have enjoyed your company for a while.
盼望从你们那里经过，得见你们，先与你们彼此交往，心里稍微满足，然后蒙你们送行。
Here Paul talks about his ambition, his passion to go to the ends of the earth.
所以这个地方，神这个保罗记载了他自己的愿望，愿意到这个地极去传神的福音。
To preach the gospel where Christ was not known.
就去那些没有听到过福音的地方。
Where was that?
是什么地方呢
？He was going to Spain.
他是要去西班牙。
Spain was as far west as he could go on the European continent.
西班牙是在欧洲的这个最西面的地方，没有地方再去。
And so that's where Paul wanted to go.
这就是保罗想去的地方。
And he hoped to stop by Rome and be assisted by the churches in Rome to go on his way.
他想就在去西班牙的时候，经过罗马，跟那些教会里面的人得到一些交谈。
That was Paul's passion.
这就是保罗的热心。
And he was willing to.Suffer imprisonment, hardship, and all kinds of trials in order to serve the Lord.
他愿意去接受那个，就是宁可住监狱，被鞭打，他都愿意这么做。
In the year 1858, Hudson Taylor preached the gospel in this Ningbo in China.
在1858年，这个戴德森在这个宁波传福音的时候。
And there was a man named Mr. Ni Yongfa, was a cotton dealer.
So, 这个在这个当中有一个人是叫李永发，是一个棉花商。
And at the end of Hudson Taylor's sermon, Mr. Ni stood up.
So, 在这个戴德森讲完道以后，这个李永发站起来。
And he turned his face to the audience.
他对着大家说。
He said, "I have long searched for the truth as my fathers did before me."
他说我一直都在寻求这一个真理，就跟我父亲一样。
I have no rest in Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism.
我不相信这个孔子的学道，也不相信这个道学和这个佛教。
But I do find rest in what I've heard tonight.
但是我心里面有平安，当我听到他今天讲的这道的时候，我心里面有平安。
And from now on, I believe in Jesus.
从现在开始，我就相信耶稣基督。
And so Mr. Ni brought Hudson Taylor to visit all his family members and relatives.
把这个戴德森带到他家里面去见他家里面的人。
And he boldly preached the gospel and led many of his family members to Christ.
他这个大胆的宣讲神他自己的话，也是好多人得救。
And he turned to Hudson Taylor one day.
他有一天他对这个戴德森说
，He said, "How long has the gospel been known in England?"
他说这个福音在英国已经有多长时间
？How long has the gospel been known?
他说在英国知道有多长已经知道了一段了。
And Hudson Taylor is a bit embarrassed. He said, "In about several hundred years."
So, 戴德森就是有点这个尴尬，就说这差不多几百年。
And Mr. Ni said, "What?"
So, 这个李永发说什么
？And you have only now come to preach it to us?
你到只等到现在才来给我们传这个福音。
My father sought the truth for 20 years and died without finding it.
所以我的父亲。整个一生就在寻求这个福音，但是没有寻到。
Why didn't you come sooner?
你为什么不早点
？Why didn't you come sooner?
为什么你不早点
？There are many unreached people in our world today.
在现在有好多未得之地，好多未信的人。
And they're like the Chinese about 150 years ago.
像这个中国人一样，150年之前。
150 years ago, the Chinese were resistant towards the gospel.
150年之前的时候，中国人对这个福音很反对，排斥。
They robbed missionaries, they attacked them and killed hundreds of missionaries in China.
他们偷，他们抢，他们打，杀他们。
But still, there were some people out there like Mr. Ni Yongfa.
就是这样，同时还有一个尼永发
，who was saying, "Who can show me the way? Who can?" Show me the way of life and eternal rest.
像李永华一样说，他说谁能够给我指出一个永生的生命呢
？What's taking you guys so long?
为什么这么长时间
？Why haven't you come sooner?
为什么你不早点来
？As we think about the unreached people in our days,
当我们看到这个未得之民
，we think of the Muslims, the Hindus, and the Buddhists.
我们想到这个穆斯林教这个。
The three major religions.
这是三个最大的这个宗教。
And the people in there seem resistant to the gospel.
这些人都对福音比较排斥。
But we can still pray and believe that God will work and bring people to Himself.
但是我们还是可以继续为他们祷告，让他们能够回到神大自己的怀抱当中。
We need to see a breakthrough in these three major religions. People coming to Jesus.
我们要看到这个有一个这个有一个转折点。在这些人当中要一个转折点。
And there's a list for you to be aware of the 30 most 30 least evangelized countries in the world.
在这个图片上面讲了30个这个福音最少的这个国家。
Some of these countries have no presence of a church.
所以好多国家，好多国家在这里面没有教会。
Mostly Muslims and some Buddhist countries, including Thailand.
好多都是这个穆斯林国家和这个佛教的国家，包括台湾。
As we think about reaching the world and evangelism,
当我们看到这个去做宣教，在这个出去宣教
，we need to have all these three emphases.
我们必须要强调这上面的这三点。
The first kind of evangelism is evangelism towards those with the same language and culture.
所以第一个这个宣教就是向我们同样的语言和同样的文化背景的人宣教。
I think all of us can do that, right?
所以我们每个人都可以做这。
All of us can share the gospel with those with the same language and culture.
我们每一个人都可以向我们的这个同样的语言、同样的这个文化背景的人宣教。
But as we follow the Lord, and the Lord challenges us to step out of our comfort zone.
所以当我们这个遵循神他自己的旨意的时候，我们会慢慢的去。离开我们这个比较束缚的这些人。
And we can begin to evangelize those with the same language but different culture.
但我们可以去向那个讲同样语言但是不同的文化背景的人。
And we see this in America.
所以我们看到这个在美国就看到这样。
A lot of people speak English but there's different cultures and different backgrounds.
我们好多人讲英文但是我们有不同的文化背景。
And finally, we need to reach those with different language and culture.
所以最后是我们要向这些不同的文化背景、不同语言的这些人宣教。
Evangelism must have all these three emphases.
所以这个宣教必须要有这个三个不同的方面。
For the glory of God.
是为了神他自己的荣耀。
For God to be glorified among the unreached.
是神他自己的名得到彰显。
How is God being glorified among the nations today?
在今天这个世界里面，神的名是怎样被荣耀的呢
？I'll just share with you a few stories from my ministry in Thailand.
他会跟大家分享一下他自己的故事。
My ministry in Thailand.
他的这个施工在台湾的在泰国的施工。
There are some brothers and sisters that we gotten to know in Thailand.
所以他也在那边认识了好多的这个弟兄姐妹。
This is Mr. Gon.
那个是 Mr. Gon.
Mr. Gon is a descendant of Chinese.
他是中国人。
华人的the descendant of the Chinese.
华人后裔，华裔。
He shared with us his testimony.
他有一天跟我们分享他自己的见证。
About 10 years ago, a neighbor gave him a Bible.
在十年之前，他的这个邻居给了他一本圣经。
And for the first time, he read the Bible.
所以他第一次读圣经。
And he read the first verse: "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
他看了这个圣经里面的第一节：起初神创造了世界。
He's wondering who is this God.
他就在想这个人是谁，这个神是谁。
In the Thai culture, there is no concept of the supreme God.
所以在泰国的这个文化里面，它没有一个这个掌管一切的神。
There is many gods and many idols and many amulets that people wear to protect themselves.
他们有好多的偶像，有好多不同的神来保护他们。
And so one day he was on a business trip leaving Thailand on an airplane.
所以有一天他在这个去这个公出公差的时候
，And he has all these amulets to protect him.
他有这些 好多这些偶像 来保护他。
He thought for the first time, when I leave Thailand, which one of these gods can protect me?
所以他在想，他说，当我离开泰国的时候，这个里面的哪一个神能够保护我呢
？All these are gods from Thailand, gods that protect me in this region.
所以他就说，这些所有的这些神都是保护这个在泰国这个地方。
That was his belief.
这就是他的相信。
And so for the first time, he thought about the God who created the heavens and the earth.
所以他第一次想到了这个神创造了天，创造了地。
And on that airplane, he looked up and he says, "I need a God that's bigger, a God who can be with me wherever I go."
所以他在飞机上的时候，他就想，他说，我要一个神，他能够在任何的地方、任何的时间，他都能够保护。
And he became a follower of Jesus.
他成了一个神，那个跟随耶稣的人。
When we met him, he had a little pharmacy that he opened up.
所以他当他这个 David 这个认识他的时候，他们有自己的一个药店。
And he said, once a week, I'm going to go out and share the gospel together with you.
他说一个星期我就一次跟你一起出去传福音。
So once a week, he would close his shop and he would go out together with me and my coworker. We go from shop to shop, talking to people.
所以一个星期当中有一天他把他的这个药店关了，跟 David 一起出去传福音。
Every week he did this.
每个星期都这样子。
And Mr. Gon was fearless.
他是这个什么都不怕。
He goes up to those who are selling idols, amulets.
他就去那些像那个卖偶像的人。
He sits down with them.
他坐下跟他们坐在他们边上。
And he would say, you know, I used to believe in these things.
告诉他们我以前也相信这些东西。
But one day when I was in the airplane,
他说有一天我在飞机上的时候
I realized, you know, which one of these gods can help me?
他就想说这个当中的哪一个神能够保护我呢
And I begin to seek the God who created the heavens and
earth. 所以他开始来寻找那个创造天地。
God is being glorified among the Thai people.
所以神他自己也在泰国得到了彰显。
Here's another sister that we know.
这是另外一个姐妹。
She used to be a fortune teller.
她以前是那个算命的。
Certain times an evil spirit would come, and she's able to give special knowledge about people.
所以她有的时候她就有这种巫婆的这种感觉，她可以给人家算命。
But she tells us that she feels like a slave. She has no freedom. She's under the bondage of this spirit.
所以她自己感觉到过去她就是相当于一个奴隶一样，被这个邪灵捆绑住。
Many years, some years ago, our missionary co-worker met her and shared the gospel with her.
几年之前，这个宣教士见到她，然后跟她向她传福音。
And she's been set free from the bondage of spirits.
他从此以后就从这个邪灵里面得到了自由。
And today she is a fervent Christian, sharing the gospel with many others.
她现在是一个这个很好的一个姐妹，传承她自己的福音。
God is being glorified in Thailand through individuals whose lives are being changed.
神他自己的名得到了彰显，通过这些人每一个人的他们自己的生命。
God is also being glorified across the nation, whole nation of Thailand.
所以神他自己名，同时也在泰国整个这个国家得到彰显。
The population of Christians in Thailand is only less than 0.5%.
这个基督徒在泰国的比例，只有0.5%.
But in the last 15 years, we're seeing Christian leaders getting together.
但在过去的15年当中，他看到这个基督徒的这些领袖们。
Leaders from all different denominations are getting together to pray.
所以这些领袖们从不同的这个宗派里面聚集在一起来祷告。
To seek God together.
来寻求神他自己的旨意。
And they've come up with a plan to evangelize their own country, to reach their own nation for Christ.
他们有这个计划怎样来在泰国传福音。
And this is a breakthrough. We're seeing God working.
这是一个转折点，是看到神他自己的工作在台湾在台泰泰国的这个工作。
As we look up to the Lord.Let's be reminded that He is a great God.
当我们仰望神的时候，我们知道他是一个伟大的神。
Like the songs we sang earlier.
像今天的这个诗歌，我们所唱的诗歌一样。
Be thou my vision.
成为我意象。
How great thou art.
是你真伟大。
God is working throughout the world.
神他在世界上每一个地方都在工作。
As we take time to study to find out what's going on, we'll be amazed.
所以当我们来看神他自己的计划的时候，我们会感到很惊讶。
In the Middle East, we hear stories.
在中东地方，我们听到很多的故事。
Foreign maids are leading their Arab employers to Christ.
外面来的佣人来带领这个他们的主人成为基督徒。
In North Africa,
在北非
God has raised up a mighty church. Thousands of people that are worshiping, surrounded by a garbage dump.
所以在北非的时候，他看到有好多人建立的教会，在这个大的这个垃圾堆、垃圾场边上建了一个很大的教会。
Here in North America,
在北美
，thousands of students got together, last December at the Urbana Conference.
是几千个学生，他们在一起去参加这个 Urbana 这个会议。
To consider the call of God upon their lives. Consider the call of God upon their lives.
是接受神他自己的呼召。
God is working around the world. Amen?
神他自己的工作在全世界宣开。
God is working in South America.
神他自己的工作在南美。
Churches in Brazil are starting to give 50% of their offering to missions.
在巴西的这个教会把他们50%的这个奉献捐给宣教士。
In China, we're seeing a young missionary movement.
在中国，我们也看到这个年轻的这个宣教士。
Young men and women in need of training.
是好多年轻的这个弟兄姐妹，他们需要帮助，需要培训。
In need of training, but eager to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth.
但是他们很愿意去宣教，很愿意去宣教。
Are you excited as you hear these stories?
我们是不是听到这个以后，我们心里面很激动呢？
God is bringing glory to Himself around the world.
神将荣耀归给他自己。
God is being glorified among the nations.
神他自己的名在多国当中得到彰显。
And this cause is worth laying down our lives for.
这个就是值得我们牺牲的。
What is your role in the Great Commission, brothers and sisters?
你我有在这个角色，在这个神他自己的大使命里面，什么样的角色呢？
How can you and how can us as a church be involved in glorifying God among the nations?
我们作为一个教会，作为这个每一个基督徒，我们怎样的来宣扬神他自己的福音呢？
Take time to reflect. Take time to prioritize.
我们来要想一想，我们要反思，我们要。决定我们的先后顺序。
How much of our resources are being given to those who have not heard of the gospel?
那我们教会，我们有多少的这个资源用在传福音呢？
How often do we pray for missionaries and for those who have never heard of the gospel?
我们有多少时间来为他们，为这宣教士们祷告呢？
How often do we pray for breakthroughs among the unreached people?
多少时间我们为这个在这个未得之地的转折点而祷告呢？
Not only are the lost worth dying for,
不光是这个失去的是值得的。
The cause of God's glory worth dying for,
这是神他自己的荣耀是值得的。
And finally, the gospel of Jesus Christ is worth dying for.
那耶稣基督他自己的福音也是值得我们牺牲的。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is what brings all these points together.
所以神他耶稣基督的福音是把所有的东西汇集在一起。
Only through the gospel will the lost be saved.
从这个神他自己的福音，我们才能得救。
Only through the gospel will God be glorified among the nations.
所以从他自己的福音，这个是每一个神他自己的名才能得到彰显。
The gospel is a theme that appears throughout the whole book of Romans.
神他福音就在这个罗马书里面写得很清楚。
We read already in verse 20 of chapter 15.
所以我们读了这个第十五章第二十节。
I make it my ambition to preach the gospel.
我立了志向。不在基督的名被称呼的地方传福音。
The first verse of Romans chapter 1.
在罗马书第一章第一节。
Paul says, I'm an apostle set apart for the gospel.
所以说他说耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音。
Set apart for the gospel.
特派传神的福音。
And Romans 1:16.
在罗马书第一章第十六节是这么说。
Should be a memory verse, right? Many of us should memorize this verse.
这是一个金句，我们都可以要背下来。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation of those who believe.
我不以福音为耻，只福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信他。
For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed.
所以在这个圣经里面，神他自己的话语得到了彰显。
A righteousness that is by faith.From first to last.
这义是本于信，以至于信。
Isn't this great news, brothers and sisters?
这是一个很好的，是不是一个很好的消息呢？
You and I can be right with God.
所以我们可以和神一起同行。
Not based on our own goodness.
不是我们自己的行为。
Not based on our own good deeds.
不是我们自己所做的好的行为。
But by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在神他自己的义。
We can be children of God.
在耶稣基督里面的义。
This is the greatest news.
这就是一个很好的消息。
How can we rekindle our passion for the gospel?
我们怎样才能重新燃起我们传福音的激情呢？
How can our hearts be set on fire once again for the gospel?
我们怎样才能重燃我们的这样的一个这个热心呢？
Oh, we need to take time and just meditate on all that Christ has done for us.
我们需要花时间去思考，去祷告。
Think of all that Jesus has done for us.
去思想主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
What has He done for us?
他为我们做了什么呢？
He set us free from our sins.
他让我们从罪里面得到释放。
He's made us children of God.
他让我们成为神他自己的儿女。
As we meditate on it, we sense a rekindling of our love for Jesus.
当我们思想这些的时候，我们就会重新燃起我们的热情。
But not only that.
不光是这样。
We also need to think about how the gospel means to us.Personally,
我们还需要想神他自己的福音对我们个人来说有什么样的意思呢？
What does it mean to us practically from day to day?
对我们每天的生活又有什么样的意义呢？
Many years ago, I was a teenager growing up in the U.S.
好多年之前，他是这个年轻人在美国长大。
And I went through a very lonely, difficult time.
他经过了一个很孤单也很这个不容易的这个时间。
Also a very angry time.
也是一个这个很容易生气很。
And I turned to heavy metal music.
他就听这个重金属的音乐。
It's me on the right side. It's a very old picture. Sorry.
他在这个在右边。
And I turned to heavy metal music, and I was just living in darkness.
所以他整天就活在这个黑暗当中。
There are many people who hurt me, and I hated them.
所以好多人的伤害了他，他恨他。
But by the Lord's mercy, He brought me to a group of Christian brothers.
所以这个靠着神呢自己的恩典，这个神把他带到了一群这个基督徒当中。
And these brothers were wild with long hair, just like me.
所以那些基督徒跟他一样，也是长头发，这个很那个。
But they loved the Lord Jesus, and they were going out to the streets and playing music in the parks, sharing their testimony.
但他们爱主，他们就在一起来宣扬神他自己福音，到街上去传福音。
Some of them have been delivered from drugs and alcohol.
好多人是从这个以前的这个毒品的这个瘾上面出来。
And these brothers, they discipled me, they encouraged me to grow.
他们一起带领他，一起培训他。
I remember at that time I had a very bad temper.
所以那个时候他有很坏的脾气。
And somebody would say something, I get really angry.
所以有些人说些话的时候，他就很容易生气。
And this brother said to me, Dave, why are you always angry? Why are you so sensitive?
所以其中的一个弟兄跟他讲说 Dave, 你为什么这么容易生气？
Have you not forgiven some people? Do you have unforgiveness towards some people?
你有没有这个宽恕一些人给你在你身上做的事呢？
And that was true. I had anger and bitterness in my heart towards others.
这是真的，他讲的是真话。他有心里面有很多的恨，有很多的这个苦。
My brothers, they laid hands on me, and I knelt down, and I prayed, and I confessed my sins before the Lord.
他跪在地上，那个弟兄就给他祷告。承认他自己的罪。
I said I would not be angry towards anyone. I will forgive these people who hurt me.
所以他就在祷告里面就讲，他不再这个向这些人生气，也同时呢，他也那个能够宽恕这些人。
So the power of the gospel transformed my life.
所以神他自己的大能改变了他的生命。
I learned to live in freedom and joy and begin to share the gospel with others.
他开始就过一个比较这个自由的生活，来宣扬神他自己传福音的生活。
And that was me. Over 25 years ago.
这当然是25年之前了。
But here I am with 5 children.
现在他有5个小孩，你看，这是他的家里面的。
And so my life is different.
他现在的生活是不一样。
But what does the gospel mean to me today, from day to day?
神他自己的福音对他来说。
As a father.
他现在作为一个父亲。
I have, my oldest is 10 years old.
他最大的是10岁。
And my second one is 8.
老二是八岁。
And we have 3 that are triplets.
They're 3 years old. 三胞胎。
That wasn't our plan. That was God's surprise for us.
没有，他没有这个，这是神赐给他们的。
And so some days life is filled with fun and adventure.
所以有的时候，有些时候他家里面很热，很好玩。
This morning they all came to me and they gave me some gifts. Happy Father's Day.
所以今天早上他们一起都给他一个这个父亲节的礼物。
It was a very joyful surprise.
他很高兴，那个也同时也感到很惊讶。
Other days, having triplets means 3 times the work.
所以他有的时候他看到有这个三胞胎，他就有三倍的工作。
You think you know what is hard to to raise little children, I have probably 3 times the amount of work.
如果你觉得你很不容易这个带小孩的话，它差不多是三倍。
Some days, my wife and I look at each other, we say we're just one step away from losing our sanity.
所以有的时候，他和他太太两个人在一起，就面对面的时候，他们觉得他们就很快到那个崩溃的边缘。
And so what does the gospel mean to us?
那神的福音对他来说是什么意思呢？
After I have yelled at my kids in a very ungodly way,
当他这个对他孩子吼叫的时候，
I have to examine myself.
他必须要自己再反思。
And I turn to the Lord and I ask for forgiveness again and again.
他就面向神，求神他自己的怜悯。
I acknowledge that I am a sinner, I'm a struggling parent.
他承认他自己是一个罪人，是一个这个挣扎的父母。
And the gospel means that God's grace is available for me constantly.
所以这个是靠着神的他自己的恩典，所以神他自己的福音每时每刻都与他同在。
The gospel means God is my refuge.
所以福音就是说神是我的避难所。
A mighty fortress is our God.
是我坚固的保障。
And we can constantly come to Him for forgiveness, for rescue.
我们可以不断地来到他面前，来求他的赦免，来求他的带领。
What does the gospel mean to you?
那这个福音对你来说是什么呢？
As a young man or a woman, have you experienced the power of Jesus working in your heart?
是作为一个年轻的这个弟兄姐妹，你有没有感到神他自己的大能在你生命当中做了改变呢？
Or as an older person, a leader of the church?
或作为一个教会的领袖，那个年长的。
Or somebody who was a witness in the marketplace.
或者是一些在这个市场里面做这个见证人呢？
What does the gospel mean to you this past week?
那是神他自己的福音在过去这个星期对你来说意味着什么呢？
This past week, have you come to the bread of life and eaten?
所以在过去这个星期当中，你有没有来到神他自己的这个灵粮里面来领受神他自己的恩典呢？
Have you felt your own need and your thirst? For Jesus.
你有没有感到在主里面你有干渴呢？
Have you seen your own sinfulness?
你有没有看到你自己的过犯？
And your need for His grace.
你需要神他自己的恩典。
Missions and evangelism.
宣教和传福音。
It's just one beggar sharing with the other beggar where to find bread.
就是一个乞丐向另外一个乞丐传扬他自己的传扬福音。
As Martin Luther said in his last words.
这个马丁路德这么说，我们
，We are beggars. This is true.
我们都是一个乞丐。
We are all in need of His grace from day to day.
我们需要他的恩典。
And as we ask the Lord to open our eyes to see our own need for Jesus,
当我们要神开启我们的眼睛来寻求神他自己的恩典的时候
，Our love for the gospel is renewed.
是我们对神他自己福音的爱。
We fall in love with Jesus again.
我们就会。
He is our Savior every day, every moment.
他是我们的救主，每天每时每刻都是救主。
Amen. In closing today's message,
那么在今天这个提议的时候
，I'd like to encourage you to share the gospel.
我要这个鼓励大家来传扬神的福音。
Sharing the gospel not only comes from an overflow of our heart and our joy.
传福音不光是从我们心里面，让我们心里面的思想的这个说出来。
Sharing the gospel can also be intentional.
所以这个传福音有的时候是有意的。
It can also be something that we plan.
所以我们可以计划。
Because we do need to plan to share the gospel.
我们需要有计划来传扬神的福音。
And so I'd like to share with you just five ways that we can all share the gospel.
所以他现在就跟大家分享这个五个不同的方面，可我们也来传扬神的福音。
These are things that we do on the mission field.
这是他们在这个宣教的工厂里面所做的。
But I think we all can be involved in these things.
他相信我们每一个人都可以那个参与。
We can all show hospitality.
我们每个人都可以开放，可以接待。
We can all invite non-Christians to our home or invite somebody for a meal. Show hospitality and share the gospel that way.
我们都可以请那些不信的人到我们家里面来，给他们一起请他们吃饭，能向他们传扬神的福音。
We often have birthday parties for our kids.
我们经常有这个生日。
And that's the way we
这个 party.
Intentionally get to know non-Christians in our neighborhood.
我们可以用这样的方式来传扬神的福音。
Community evangelism.
还有就是这个社区的这个传福音。
We can all go out and be involved in something that's happening in our community.
我们就可以出去，在这个我们的这个社区里面，这个参与我们社区里面的一些活动。
I enjoy playing basketball with a young man in our neighborhood.
David 也喜欢跟那些年轻人一起打这个篮球。
Maybe there's sports or music or some.Community activity that you can go out and just be involved and get to know people intentionally.
所以不光是体育，这个音乐或者是什么，只要是什么可以跟大家在一起的，你们都可以去参与。
So that's another way we can start.
这是另外一个方式来传福音。
We can give out resources in a creative way.
所以我们可以做一些文字的施工。
In the past, there's these tracks that people used to give out.
所以以前都是那些这个 CD 那些东西可以送给大家。
And maybe the tracts, the gospel pamphlets are looking a bit old these days.
现在这些人来说，这些那个小的这个单张，看上去是过时。
But we can find other things to give to people.
但是我们可以用不同的方式来传。
I have a bunch of Christian CDs, Christian music.
或者是用这个 CD, 或者是这个基督教的音乐。
And often we run into people say, "Oh, I love."Christian songs, you know, I heard that other song and it sounds really nice, and that I would give them a CD.
所以经常现在你可以听到好多人说这个基督教的这个音乐这个歌很好听，所以他经常就给大家 CD。
There's a lot of good Christian movies out there now.
也有好多这个基督教的这个电影。
We can invite our friends and watch it together. We can pass them out.
我们可以和邀请朋友来一起来看这些电影。
Christian websites that you can introduce to people.
可以去基督徒的这个网站。
So be creative in the way we share the gospel.
就是要 有创新，再来当我们的 传扬神和福音的时候，我们要有创新。
And fourthly, we can serve others.
我们可以参加一些服务性的事工。
Giving somebody a ride to the hospital.
给一些人这个送一些人接送一些人。
Cleaning up the neighborhood.
这个在这个社区里面打扫。
By serving, we share the gospel in a very natural way.
通过我们的服事来传扬神他自己的福音。
And of course, we can pray for people.
另外一个就是祷告。
Often we see our Buddhist neighbors.
经常可以看到那些这个佛教的这些邻居。
And somebody complains, oh, I have this illness, I have diabetes, I'm sick, and whatever.
当有些人这个生病的时候。
And we just say, can I pray for you?
所以我们就可以去为他们祷告。
Christians, we pray to a living God who answers.
我们基督徒是像一个又真又活的神。
And so we begin praying for all these people who don't know the Lord.
所以我们开始为这些未信的人。
And sometimes we want to follow up and see what happened.
为他们祷告，同时我们也经常去探访他们。
And that's a wonderful way to open up for sharing of the gospel.
这是一个很好的办法来传扬神他自己的福音。
And so I encourage all of us to be involved in sharing the gospel, starting right here. Amen.
他鼓励大家来参加神的侍奉，从现在开始。
Starting right here, right now.
从这个地方开始。
But don't stop here.
不要在这地方停止。
We start here, and we can go.To the ends of the earth.
从这边开始到直到地极。
Brothers and sisters, what are you willing to die for?
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意为什么牺牲呢？
Christ gave his all for us.
耶稣基督将他一切都给了我们。
What are we willing to give to him?
我们愿意给他什么呢？
Just like this young man, Count Zinzendorf, many years ago.
就像以前一个很有名的宣教士叫新生直夫。
He saw the painting of Jesus wearing the crown of thorns.
当他看到这个耶稣基督在十字架上戴着这个荆棘的冠冕的时候，
as he meditated on the sufferings of Christ,
当他思考到神他自己的这个所受的苦难的时候，
he heard this inner voice.
他听到了他自己内心的一个声音。
All this I did for you, what will you do for me?
这所有的一切是我为你而做的，那你为我做什么呢？
Jesus said, "All this I've done for you."
耶稣基督说，我做这些是为了你。
What will you do for me?
你为我做什么？
How will I respond to the Great Commission?
我们怎样来回答这个大的使命呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have died and risen from the dead.
天父，主，我们感谢你，你在这个十字架上受死，同时也复活。
All authority on heaven and earth belongs to you.
所有的权柄都赐给你。
And you tell us to go and make disciples of all nations.
你叫我们去向所有的人传福音。
Oh Lord, we confess our weakness, our lack of faith.
主啊，我们向你承认我们的这个软弱，也承认我们的不足。
We need you, Jesus.
我们需要你。
Change our hearts.
改变我们的心。
Transform us.
改变我们的一切。
Let us experience the power of the gospel.
让我们感到你自己福音的大能。
And allow us to share Jesus with those who are in need.
让我们能够来宣扬你自己的名。
Lord,
需要的人。
Bless this church.
主，保守这个教会。
Strengthen our brothers and sisters.
坚固我们的信心。
Let us exist not for ourselves.
让我们活着不为而自己。
But for your glory.
为了你的名，为了你的荣耀。
And for those who are lost.
为了那些迷失的人。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告不配奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
May the Lord bless you.
祝神祝福大家。